Silver Bow is definitely something I think of when I've been away and I think about home.
30-year-old Nikki Love is a longtime Silver Bow Bakery customer. She's been coming here for more than half her life.
I've been a fan of the breakfast bagel with sausage and egg and cheese. And it's huge and messy and filling. I think I've had that almost every time I come here.
Love has memories of getting lunch here as a high schooler, as an adult.
I can come here with my kids now, and they have somewhere fun to play, and it's a kid-friendly environment.
You can find Love at Silver Bow 2 to 3 times a week. On this day, she's seated at a corner table, typing on a tablet. Several others in the dining area are doing the same. Love considers Silver Bow an integral part of Juno's fabric. She's in shock that it's closing.
It's taken a minute to sink in. I'm going to be really sad to see it go.
Silver Bow owner and operator Jill Ramiel says she's heard similar sentiments from other customers.
It has been fantastic how many people have come out and been like emotionally distraught about it. And I was like, wow, I had no idea that, you know, bagels had such an impact on people. Or people say, wow, my kids grew up here. And then I say, oh my gosh, it's been way too long. I've been doing this too long.
Ramiel is originally from New York and went to school in Seattle to study architecture. She worked in Juno the summer of 1996. She says Juno was missing a place to grab a quick lunch.
And a bagel place was what I grew up with, and that you eat bagels every day after school. It seemed like the most normal thing to me. I didn't realize it wasn't the most normal thing for everyone in Juno at that time.
Ramiel bought a historic building on 2nd Street and renovated it. The bakery opened in June 1997. Over the years, the Silver Bow has hosted art exhibits, Alaska Folk Fest singers, movie showings, and World Cup events. Ramiel and her husband, Ken Alper, also operate the attached Silver Bow Inn.
We still own this building, and we still live above it, and we are still raising 3 kids in this community, and we still run an 11-room hotel, so we have no plans to leave.
Ramiel is putting her energy into another business venture, Juno Legacy Properties. She and her business partners want to transform a historic Juno building, like she did.
When I look back, that's really what I liked the most, was taking something that maybe it's dilapidated or maybe it's underutilized and making it fresher and newer and having new energy put into it. And so we've been looking for a building to buy. And I would love to add more hotel rooms or apartments and residences. There's a lot of options.
Ramiel is going to miss being a part of people's everyday lives, but she won't miss the long, endless hours.
Because our operation, it functions 24 hours a day. My bakers work all night long and things go wrong all the time. So I'm looking forward to one solid night of sleep.
While the Silver Bow Bakery is closing, what it's most known for isn't going away. The business taking over the restaurant promises to carry on the bagel tradition. In Juno, I'm Lisa Fu.